meeting is now being recorded.
All right. Welcome, everyone. This is the Competition and Consumer Choice Subteam meeting of the CCT Review Team on July 5th, 2017. This is our first meeting since the last face-to-face meeting in Johannesburg, where we agreed we'd be working through public comments as the subteams. I think it's probably worth also I think we don't have too much of an agenda on this call, so it may be relatively brief, but we'll be at least talking through work plan and how we expect to approach the public comments in the weeks to come. And I think we'll also have to talk through how we want to approach the fact that, at the moment at least, we don't have Stan on the team, and he's been, I think, shepherding a lot of the actual competition portion of the report to date. So we'll have to figure out how to divvy up that work and work through it. Okay. So that's what I think. We didn't have any formal agenda. Is that right, Jean-Baptiste or staff? Mostly because I haven't sent one out.
I didn't catch what you said, Jordan. We didn't have an extant what?
We don't have any sort of written agenda. Is that right?
For this call, as far as I'm aware, no. I included in the email that I sent yesterday all the different action items that were identified during the face-to-face meeting. I'm happy to list those again in the Adobe room if that helps.
Sure, that would be great. For some reason, I'm not catching the reminder email. So, yes, that would be fantastic. Oh, but I can read through them really quickly. So, the action items, and I'll tell, I'm in New York City traffic. The action items were the subgroups to review recommendations and consolidate related recommendations and eliminate duplicative ones, to review wording to ensure that it's expressed in a manner so that the board can adopt our recommendations verbatim, to review recommendations to harmonize terms such as should, shall, and must, to clarify which group will implement the recommendations if the board approves, and to review assigned recommendations and add details on rationale and success. So those are the action items. I think principally what we'll need to do today is talk through how we're going to, I think mostly in the past we'd assigned the majority of the recommendations have come from Stan's paper. On competition, we had several related to pricing, and then we had some additional recommendations related to parking. And then in the consumer choice section, we had a recommendation related to completing the, to doing the recurring registrant survey, and then to and then to some defensive registration protections potentially. So, but I think of the total recommendations we have, all but two were in the competition papers and assigned to Stan. So that may, we'll have to figure out how to divide up that work going forward. So what I would suggest, I actually have a for how we might approach parking, I mean not parking, the pricing data based on the conversation that we had with the registry stakeholder group. So I could spend a little bit of time analyzing the, coming up with the consolidating and duplicative portion of the parking data. Of the pricing data, and I've already written a redraft of the parking paper. So it seems like what we may want to do is take a look at the other action items related to Stan's competition-related recommendations. So that would be review wording, harmonize with should, shall, and must, clarify who's to implement them, and review a standard recommendation and add details. Measure review the public comments and recommendations from the competition paper with those four action items in mind over the coming week. So far, not seeing any volunteers. I guess
Jordan, this is Aliza. You broke up a bit as you were talking. I think we may have missed some of what you said.
Dan, have you had a chance to review the comments related to that recommendation?
Kelvin, can I invite you to mute your line, please?
Pardon? Sorry, Jean-Baptiste.
Jordan, there was a lot of noise on the line. There was a lot of noise on the line. We think it might have been from Calvin's phone, so you might need to repeat what you just said.
Okay. I was just asking, I realized that I had not mentioned the fact that Dan's paper on privacy also had its own recommendations. I'd wondered if Dan had had a chance to review the public comments with regards to his paper.
Yes, I read the public comments related to paper that I wrote, and mainly most of them are in a way that recommendation should be more precise. So I think it won't be difficult to do some additional language and to make it more clear.
Okay, great. So,
okay.
Dan, can I ask you for your paper or for your recommendation, can you go through each of the action items that Jean-Baptiste listed and make sure that you've completed those for each of for your recommendation, including, as you say, making it more precise, which is one of the specific recommendations. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great. And then, so I guess what I can do is, since I already have an approach suggested for the pricing data and have taken on the parking issue already, I can take a look at the relevant public comments on those two topics, which is basically all it stands, which leaves us only with the recurring registrant survey recommendation. Jean-Baptiste, do you know which recommendation that is off the top of your head?
Sorry, Julian, I was typing action items. Can you repeat, please?
Sorry, there's a recommendation that says to redo the registrant survey periodically. Do you remember? Can you tell us which recommendation that is?
Let me check.
Sorry, I'm not at my computer, so I'm slightly hobbled.
No problem.
Thank you. Or if anyone else knows the answer to this, we don't have to just rely on John Betsy. In any case, once we identify, we'll get the exact number from Jean-Baptiste, but Dan, could I ask you to take a look at the public comments on that other recommendation as well regarding the registrant survey and do the same analysis there?
Registrant survey, which part on report you mean by that?
Yeah, Jean-Baptiste is looking that up right now.
Okay.
It's just basically our recommendation to redo the survey periodically.
Okay.
So there are two recommendations mentioning the registrant survey. There is the number 11, the next consumer, end user, and registrant survey to be carried out should include questions to solicit additional information on the benefits of the expected number, availability, and specificity of new GTLDs. And the second one, making a reference to it, is number 15, ICANN should repeat selected parts of global surveys, including registrant surveys, to look for an increase in familiarity with new GTLDs, visitation of new GTLDs, and perceived trustworthiness of new GTLDs.
So maybe I'm wrong. Are those recommendations in the in our section, or are they in the other team's section of the report?
11 and 15.
This is Aliza. 15 is in trust, and 9 and 11 actually refer to the registrant survey. That's in the choice chapter. I just found them there.
Right. Okay. So those are the ones I was thinking of. So it's nine and 11, Dan, that we'd want you to take a look at.
Okay. I'll take a look at, but who was those paper? I think it was Megan. Maybe it would be better to,
sure.
I can be with Megan in touch and do in the best way analysis of those recognition and public comments.
Okay, yeah, Dan, that makes sense. Why don't you, we don't have Megan on the call, so why don't we, if you can follow up and work with her, that would be great. Actually, so why don't we just briefly run through, either Jean-Baptiste or Lisa, could you just, since I don't have the report in front of me right now, could we just do a brief run through of each of the recommendations in our report and make sure we have a clear assignee to follow up on them?
Yes, I can put the recommendation summary on screen.
Okay, let me see if I can read them on my mobile device. Oops, turned on my flashlight. Not quite what I meant to do. Okay, so, recommendation one is Jonathan is not technically in our section, is that right? But in any case, that's you, Jonathan, I presume. Hopefully. In any case, I assume that's Jonathan. Number 2, 3, oh man, this is the worst thing ever. 4, are all related to pricing, so that's assigned to me. Number 5 is parking, also assigned to me. Number 6 is secondary market data for pricing. So is that, no, maybe that's not pricing. Let's put a question mark next to 6 for a moment. Number 7 is collect TLD sales on a country-by-country level. So that's not pricing related. Let's put a question mark next to that. Number 8 is create, support, and or partner with mechanisms to collect TLD sales at a country-by-country level. So that goes with number 7. So 6, 7, and 8 we don't have assignments for. Number 9 we just assigned to Dan and Megan. Number 10, the ICANN community should consider whether the costs related to defensive registrations for the small number of brands. Anyway, that's my recommendation, so that's me. Number 11 is the other registrant survey and consumer end user survey, so that's also Dan and Megan. Number 12 is the privacy recommendation, so that's Dan. And then we move on to trust. So it's 6, 7, and 8 that we still have open. And this, these were all in the competition section, right? Stan's paper, is that sound right to people? Oh, 6 is actually a pricing topic, so we can assign that to me as well. So 7 and 8 are the country-by-country country-by-country data. Dan, sorry to keep picking on you, but is it possible, like that's, so that's something that was assigned to Stan, so maybe we will actually try to have Megan do the registrant survey.
Yeah.
I can follow up with her, and then maybe 7 and 8 you could do on your own since we don't have Stan available anymore.
Yeah, I mean, those parts I was involved in some period of drafting, so that sounds reasonable. But 6 is pretty Stan's paper, so I couldn't keep with 6, but 7 and 8 is okay with me.
Yeah, okay. Perfect. All right, so we'll send 7 and 8 to Dan. We'll go back 9 and 11. We'll take Dan off of those and just make Megan responsible for those. Hopefully I will reach out to her. And then hopefully everyone can complete this review within the next by the next call, and then submit any proposed revisions, or at least be ready for discussion of them by a week from today. Fortunately, we have a lot less recommendations than the other subteam, so I'm hoping we can be quite efficient. So that's I suggest at least as an initial pass to try to complete those action items by the next call, or at least an initial analysis to indicate whether there's recommendations or there's input from the public comment related to the action items identified by Jean-Baptiste. All right, so it seems like we have assignments there. The other topic I wanted to briefly discuss is data updates. I see Brian is on the call. Brian, you and Stan had already gone through the competition paper and updated most of the tables and language with more recent data. Is that correct?
Yes, Jordan, that's correct. So every table that's in the report now should be updated with the latest data we were considering. So, yes, short answer.
Right. Okay. And I was just looking at Stan's last email, and he said we should try to update some of these with additional, more recent data. Did you and he discuss specific tables or specific data that we expect to update between now and the issuance of the final report?
Yes, and we had kind of left it up in the air as to whether we wanted to do that, but basically the tables related to NTLD stats, which are fairly straightforward updates that we can do, you know, the week before publication or sometime earlier than that. But they're easy updates.
Okay. And is your view, I should take a closer look at the revised paper that Stan had sent out with the updates, but were any of the changes in terms of the data points, did they change the trend or the sort of outcome significantly, or is it just more data that roughly says the same thing in your view?
I think it's the latter, Jordan. I've been on holiday for a few days and haven't looked at it for a while, but my recollection is that, you know, we changed the numbers to correspond to what the new data in the tables, and there wasn't any significant change to the narrative by my recollection.
Right. Okay. So we're a little bit more up to date, but probably don't need to change any of the surrounding narrative.
Correct.
All right. I suppose as we get a little bit, after we've done this initial round of comment review, we can look to see if we want to change any of the other narrative other than the recommendations. But for the moment, we won't worry about that with regards to the data updates, at least. We'll focus on the public comments.
Sounds good.
Okay, great. So I think that's maybe all we have in terms of an agenda today, unless there are other topics that other people would like to discuss on today's call. Okay. Seems like no. So I'll encourage folks to use the next 33 minutes that we have available in order to actually start to take a look at the public comments for your assigned section. Would ask that, to the extent you can send out updates and analysis, try to do so, not just by the next call, but by sort of this time on Tuesday, so everyone has at least a day to react. And then otherwise, I guess we'll wrap up and look forward to, resuming a week from today at the same time. Okay. Thanks, everyone.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Bye.